It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
G-Friday, here's
you want to talk about being on 10. I am on 10 this week. I'm about to just run through the gate if I can't get a ticket. All right, they can't catch me.
Hey, hold on.
He's getting in.
Hey, is A-Money back there? A-Money back there?
Yes, Alex
right,
is back here.
Make sure you're available on Monday. Yeah,
Alex, he's going to be in jail.
Alex, clear your schedule for Monday.
You start running through gates, you may not be here on Monday.
You probably won't make it in.
Me and my buddy Mitch were sitting around last night pondering how we're going to get in. He was just like, I say we just run for it. He was like, there's already going to be a... He was like,
I think you might stand out a little bit.
I need to meet Mitch, by the way.
He said, there's already going to be 100,000 people out there. What's two more people going to do?
They'll be able to find you.
I'm telling you right now, what he just said just sums up exactly where we are right now in the sports world.
What's that?
Lamar Jackson and his cronies sitting around. So I said... I say you just tweet out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I say you just tweet it.
You know what? You're right, dog.
Yeah, man. I should have done it a long time ago.
Who are your people? Graham, don't do it.
I say we just go for it.
The best part is Pam saying that. She thinks I'm going to stick out a little bit. What's that supposed to mean, Pam?
You can't be running out there looking for you.
Graham, let me tell you something. You just take off running, I can assure you they're going to find you.
Yes.
Just get right in the middle. Just right in the middle.
I guarantee you they will find you. But I'm telling you, the Graham-Mitch conversation is exactly how we landed here in all of these situations.
He's gonna eat this up when he listens to the Best of the Sports Show podcast later.
That's how they get here in all of these conversations. That's how you end up right here. Because there's a Graham and a Mitch sitting around going, yeah, man, they talk about they're not going to pay me. Man.
And there's a Mitch that says, Graham, I mean, let's just go for it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, what they going to do?
Like, man, forget them jokers, man. They want to pay you, man. You play anyway. You think so? Yeah, man, go ahead, man. They can't stop you from playing, bro. I mean, man, do your thing.
Yeah.
Don't forget this. You're Lamar. Yeah. You're Graham.
The best part at the end of the night.
You're Lamar.
After we got done going through like multiple DMs on people on Twitter that like said I had tickets, Mitch just goes, I think that's our best option, dude.
Just go for it.
He's gonna sit around and go.
I mean, when they catch you, tell them, you know, you on the Sports Shop every day. What they going to do? You media.
Well, here's the sad part about it, because we've all been there. By the way, Graham, we've all been there. So trust me, it's not just you. It's just a maturation process, so don't even worry about it. But you look at the Mitches of the world, and you say to yourself, after he says such profound statements, and you say, you're a dumbass. And then after about 30 seconds of that, you say, well, hell, we might as well try it.
Right.
And then you think to yourself, like, wait a minute, how did I get here?
Mitch.
How did I get here?
That's when you're in handcuffs. That's when you start asking, how did I get here?
I mean, it's happened before. I mean, OJ, this crew, we're going to get these cleats.
Oh, my God.
They had three hours. So, I mean, like, you got 3 hours to think about it. You still rolling there.
I'll never forget the day we processed the timeline.
You killed 20 people, got off, God. And you go get your cleats and you still go to jail.
We processed the timeline. I was like, I said, Reese, look at her. How far is it from L.A. to
3.5 hours.
Yeah. He was like, 3. I said, okay, so we got to go there. I said, hell, they none of them have a car, so they have to go to get a rental car.
Right.
Uh-huh. Get a rental car. So now, we at least an hour in to preparation.
Right, exactly.
To go do something illegal.
Right.
So then we get in the car. we got three 70-year-old men in the car.
And we riding deep. Literally Tupac. Literally Tupac.
And so, ride dirty.
So I forgot who was on the show at the time. And we started talking. I was like, they said, well, you know, you couldn't make it all the way. I said, you know what? You're right. I know damn well 3 70-year-old men weren't going to make it 3 hours.
Without right. Going to the bathroom.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, I said, okay. So they had to stop at least twice. At least twice now. So somewhere in this process, somebody's sitting in the car as the other two in Bucky's.
Right. In Bucky's, yeah.
Walking around.
The big place around Bucky's.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying to himself, what the hell are we doing?
Like, does this really make sense?
Does this make sense at all?
We're going to get some damn clicks.
It's like, then he said, free trip to Vegas. Let's go.
let's go.
But down the second stop, and he's in the back with the other two in the car. They're saying, yeah, so what I'm thinking is, if we could just kick the door in. Now they come up with this stupid play and all that on their own. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, did nobody sit together in them 3.5 hours and say, so what exactly are we going to go do again?
Should we be doing this?
And where'd you get a gun?
Right.
Where did you get a gun from? You don't have a permit, so how did you get a gun? And you're a felon, so how you get
right.
one?
Right, like, exactly, that part.
What part of that?
But he's OJ, so we're going to roll with it.
It's Mitch. It's Mitch.
It's Lamar. We rolling with it. That's what we're doing.
So let this be a
lesson.
I think
that's our best option.
Let this be a lesson to all you young Grams out there. Don't listen to your Mitches. Don't listen to your Mitches. They're going to get you in trouble.
Mitches will get you stitches.
Yeah, Mitches will get you stitches. Oh,
I can't wait for the second of that release.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Mitches will get you stitches. That's pretty good, man.
I think we just jumped the fence.
Yeah, go for it. It's 100,000. What's another two? That's the point that got me. That point, and no way, I can see somebody saying that. Yeah, you're right, man.
There's already 100,000 people out there. What's two more gonna do? Ray, look how skinny you are. It's not like you're gonna be taking up much. Oh, you're not gonna be taking up much room.
It's like you go to the crowd and there's this desperation, like yeah, walk around here, they're gonna snatch.
I can see
Chris. That's dude that sent me 10 emails. Get him.
Well, not if you 3D print some security or event staff t-shirts before you go.
Oh,
in.
They have really thought this thing through.
No, that was Mitch's idea. But
the t-shirts and the event. That would sound like Graham.
Meanwhile, as these two sit on the curb in handcuffs.
And Graham is like, my mama is going to kill me.
Wow. My first thought would be, I hope Alex can cover tomorrow.
That's why we're taking care of that now. Though.
Yeah, let's make sure we get that worked out. But anyway, good luck. Good luck with all that, okay? Okay.
Good luck, buddy.
OJ.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. So, we talked about Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about that again. But let's talk about Aaron Rodgers' saga. And I just really want to ask. I'm being in all sincerity here. How did we get here? Where we already know. I mean, is this like us just watching a poker game between the Jets and the Packers? That's what it is.
I mean, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a good Jets way already, to describe it.
The Jets already said. I mean, the Packers already said we out. You know what I mean? They already went. They already done moved the new one in, and everybody's setting up shop and be good to go. And they was at church last week.
Mm-hmm. But what are they waiting on then?
You know what I mean? So conventional wisdom says that's over between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. So now it's like, now what?
I mean, let's wait and see which one
blinks
first, because it's negotiating. They're just negotiating. They got time. I mean, we're sitting here in first of April, end of March. They got time to figure it out. It's no big deal.
We're just impatient.
Right.
Jason Fitz talked about why we should be blaming Brian Gutekunst, the GM for the Green Bay Packers, about speaking on the Aaron Rodgers situation.
If you're Brian Gutekunst, where you've spent how many years now listening to people like me in front of a microphone say, well, why the hell would you go draft Jordan Love? And you should have talked to him first. Well, you never should have done that in the first place. Well, now you're overpaying on this contract because he's not happy. And then even after overpaying on the contract, it's like, well, he's still not happy because you didn't draft Jordan Love. And then, oh, well, he came out of the darkness and saw, text from buddies saying you were shopping him. I think at some point you turn around and you're like, hey, guys, I'm only going to let you doo-doo on me so many times before I'm going to stand up and just say, hey, this is the real on it. Like, maybe part of the reason they were shopping him while he was in the darkness is because he was ghosting them when they were trying to reach out.
And nobody likes to be ghosted.
There it is. So here's the deal, man. You know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers and the hoopla.
Mm-hmm.
Reese has tried to convince me he's probably one of the best quarterbacks that we've ever seen.
Probably. No, he is.
I knew when you knew what you were doing when you said probably. Okay, you know he's coming for you.
Okay, J-Lo. But anyway. Okay, J-Lo. Here we go. But look, and this thing has nothing to do with Aaron and I, altercation in Indy.
In the Apple.
Yeah, it's nothing personal between you and I. I mean, it is what it is, right? He's shorter than me. He's smaller than
you. So, wow.
Why you gotta say all that? You know what I'm saying?
So it is personal.
It is personal. Isn't that dude with Aaron? He's just shorter than me.
Right.
That, I was just saying. I mean, he Aaron Rodgers, you know, I'm K-Mac. I mean, I get it. I mean, he can't be.
I mean, and you're an influencer. He is too.
Exactly. There it is. Hey, look.
That's called gas.
The title of influencer does not necessarily have to say how many people you're influencing.
That's right. If you influence one person, K-Mac, that was your assignment for the day.
Talk about it.
One person.
Talk about it.
It's not two.
Talk about
it. It's one, and then you go to the next one, and that's how it adds up.
Come on. Daddy, talk the definition of influencer. Thank you, Bam. Anyway, back to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has done all of this to himself. This whole hoopla, saga, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't really even matter because Aaron Rodgers is essentially driving this train. He's already put it out there. He's forced the Packers' hand into saying, all right, you want out, man, you want to beat it, we're done. Right? You want somebody to finally break this relationship up, we'll do it. We're done. And he's like, what? I can't believe while I was in the darkness, you dumped me. You moved all of my stuff out while I was in the darkness. That's what we did.
Ghost me.
Pull a Tiger Woods on him. Take a vacation and move all the stuff out. Don't do that, Tiger. That's just wrong. You should have done that.
He did it.
He did it, too.
Wow.
You know. But that's what happened. So now, they said, yeah, not only did we dump you, but by the way, with anybody to let you play again, they're going to have to give us all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Jets have found themselves in a position where they got to figure out what they want to do. So what do they want to do?
How bad do they want him?
No, they got to work this thing out. It's just,
well, how much do you pay for the Jets, Reese? How much is when does it become too much? Because, damn, I mean, at this point, now they getting close to firstborns. They're asking for a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think
like they literally ask for stuff the Jets don't have.
You know, they gotta pay. The Jets gotta pay like what 40 some million? That's
right,
some crazy number like that.
Like 50 at the million? End of the day, it will cost them more than Lamar Jackson is asking for to get Aaron Rodgers. That's where we're trending now. Mm. For the Jets.
Okay, so I gotta say it. I mean,
go ahead.
That makes sense to me because Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's coming.
If I had a chance to get Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years versus Lamar Jackson, mm-hmm. who don't have an agent and still trying to figure out
the meaning of life.
No, it makes sense. I mean, the Jets are one player away from being a playoff team, from being a contender, and that guy's Aaron Rodgers. That's why they're going overboard to make it happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Mike Tannenbaum, former GM for the Jets. Let's see if he agrees with Reese about bringing in Lamar Jackson.
If I was a Jets, I would bring in Lamar Jackson.
For what?
There's no downside to talking to him. And until the deal is done and every T is crossed and I is dotted, obviously they feel very confident that's going to get done. And for them, that's great. Hopefully it works out. I've just been through it too many times where at the last minute a deal falls apart. Or what happens if Aaron Rodgers wakes up tomorrow and says, you know what, fellas, like, I'm good because, you know, CBS offered him $300 million, whoa, you know, to replace Tony Romo. Like, you never know what could happen.
Mm. Whoa! 300!
Put up Tom Brady, huh?
300.
That's a lot of money, Reese.
300.
No, he's hypothetically, I mean.
I know.
Yeah. Hypothetically 300?
But he put it out there in the atmosphere, and then they heard it like, you know what? Well, maybe we.
I mean, Reese.
Well, y'all want to listen to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we don't even know how Tom's going to be on there, on the broadcast or whatever.
He gonna be the way they make him. You gonna listen because we told you to.
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of bad people on the air that you like, how the hell is this still on the air? You know what I mean? You're like, who does he have pictures of? How is he still on the air? And he on the air for 8 straight years and all of a sudden he's not. Or he's on air till he gets better.
Yeah.
Or she or what have you.
Right.
Till they get better. And then all of a sudden you get used to it. It becomes like, oh, that ain't not so bad.
Thank you.
You know.
Wow.
Graham. Graham. Oh, my. What? It's your fault, Reese.
My fault.
Oh, it's definitely your fault. Because okay. I didn't know. I didn't know. She had me fooled. I didn't know. You had to know. You had to know. This is what we were dealing with.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah. I'll take the bullet. That's
I had fine. No idea. And I should have known too. You, Carolina girl. I should have known.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Wait, where are we going back to? Forest Hills?
2014, for the last time, the UConn Huskies won the national title. And for the release of J. Cole's third album, 2014, Forest Hills Drive. In honor of Dreamville Fest, I had to play at least one Drake song since he will also be the main attraction this weekend.
Drizzy Drake.
So you think Drake has his own plane?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Oh, damn.
The OVO jet.
Oh, that is.
Okay.
So you think he's going to pick Usher up or us coming on United?
Well, I want my mom wanted. It's actually funny.
He taking Amtrak.
It's actually funny. My mom asked me, she was like, I bet Reese and K-Matt, they have the scoop on stuff like that. They probably know where Drake and all of them are staying at.
We can find out.
I think he's just going to fly right in on Saturday,
you know,
get a police escort. Go and get out.
I was thinking,
maybe Drakebot will be there. Drake's the kind of, he's so big of a celebrity, he can have robots made of him and duplicates. He don't have to come to.
A lot of guys. They probably, some of them probably dumb state, I can tell you right now. I'm not putting it out there like that, but that's what some of them probably
tell us why we know that, Reese.
I mean,
why do you know that, Reese?
I know this. But
that's why we know these things.
Yeah, but I was just curious though, like, so Drake does that, that's pretty strong. Yeah.
I know Cole has a house here in Raleigh.
He does, actually. Mm-hmm. You're correct. So yeah, they all, you know, they may be throwing a private get together, soiree at J. Cole's house.
Yeah. Tonight, I think it's tonight at 8:00.
Cause I asked
Pam, I know you all know.
I asked our neighbors when they was coming back, and he said they probably be back sometime this week.
Yeah,
you know, he stayed down the street.
People may think we're kidding. it's not really hard to find out this kind of stuff or even engage. Because, I mean, you just got to know the right places to go to ask the right
question. But it's hard to get a credential, apparently.
For Graham.
I think he went to the spam. I sent him an email, too, for you, though, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I was trying to get artists on the show.
Yeah, so, that'd be nice.
You know what I mean? Because I was just going to ask him. I was going to say, so when you coming in town, man, what's up?
I mean,
y'all want to go to Dame's and go get some chicken and waffle?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Virgin Cigars.
Smoke. And to be funny, most of them, that's what they want to do.
That's right.
They want to go to Dame's.
They don't want to be sitting their tour buses all day in the park.
They want to go over to smoke a stogie. Yeah, that happens a lot.
Well, really, what they want to do is hang out with us.
Yeah. What y'all doing later?
Who are we?
I'll come this time.
I can remember. See, you don't like to. You always got something to do.
You mess it up.
No, I don't.
You do.
Not always.
Yeah, you do.
Well, okay.
You're the most employed person I know.
If you're looking for somebody, don't mind working. I know her.
She's the most employed person I know. But anyway, welcome back to the Sports Show. That's D.R. Reese.
What it do?
Over there in all his cream and crimson.
Well, you know,
this is, I need
another explanation.
No,
I'm saying it for another explanation.
Well, no,
shameless plug.
No,
it's
not saying
it for.
I know you want to ask.
They already here. Yeah, tell me. They already here. Yeah, like you promoting an event. They already here. Okay.
In case I know you want to ask why.
Oh my God, they already here.
I'm going to work at my downtown office today.
Yeah, I heard you earlier, Pam, when I was in the office before I came over here.
I'm going to work downtown.
I just said to myself.
Hargett Street.
Really, Pam?
I'm just saying. Reese said it's a lot going on. So I can see it from up.
Yes.
I'm going to get you one of them Panera Bread.
No, do what? Go to the next thing. Go to the next thing. Go to the next thing.
You know, Panera Bread, you can join the drink club, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, where I will get constant refills.
Okay, sure.
Because Pam is the thirstiest person I know.
Right.
You can go there and get all kind of tea.
I don't drink the coffee there anymore.
You don't drink the coffee anymore? What they do to you? You don't like Panera Bread? I mean, just let me know.
I have a gift card I need to use. K-Mac, you want to get lunch later?
Yeah, let's do this, man. Hey, looks good, man. I can deal with some broccoli. It's a little chilly. I can deal with some broccoli cheese soup. But anyway, let Reese do his thing, please.
Can I just say one thing? The reason I'm wearing this sweatshirt is because the members of the Middle Eastern province Council, which is the area of North Carolina, West Virginia. We're meeting here this weekend for our 82nd convention.
That's awesome.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
Now back to regular scheduled program.
And back to apologize on the air.
What happened?
I'm waiting.
For what?
For the cup. That's not true.
Because you're thirsty. She ain't seen like that, man.
Yeah, that is so nice.
I'm sorry.
Because
kind of
I work all the time.
My bad.
And don't have to be.
What does that mean?
Yeah, just.
What's that have to do with that?
Because I'm not. So what the apologize.
What does that have to do with that? You working.
Did he? Y'all made me sick. You can only catch that if you were watching. That was good. Oh, my God. See, you're a bad influence on him.
Yeah, I'd be nice. Then when K-Man come around, he just corrupt me all the time.
Okay. I've lost my train of thought.
And that's why you have the largest cup over there of all of us.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Because hydration is key. Hydration is key.
Wow.
Hydration is key. Trust
anyway,
me.
Anyway.
What up, G-Money?
What up?
How you living back there? So,
what are we going to talk about the Commanders, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about the Commanders. So
all the money.
So Dan Snyder, the Washington Commanders, who's valued at $5.6 billion, is now projected, and they have bids for 6.4 billion dollars. $6.4 billion. I don't even know how you do this, but hey, it's in the market. And they got two official bids in right now that have been evaluated. And rumor has it that it'll be probably moving along pretty fast. Probably next 2 months? Mm-hmm. 60 days maybe?
That's going to go real quick.
Go real quick. So Magic Johnson is rumored to be or listed as partners in one of the bids. He has an owner for the 76ers and the Canadian guy. It's a big group, right? That's leading that initiative. The question I have is this just turning into a money grab for Dan Snyder now?
Oh yeah,
just all day long. Like, okay, fine, you gonna make me say?
Yeah. I mean, it's you gonna make me say you're not gonna vote for me to keep my team? You know, there's rumors around associated with that. So I'm grabbing the most I can grab right now. So it's definitely a money grab. Absolutely.
John King from ESPN talks about the Commanders and why Dan Snyder decided to sell the team.
And that's a good question. I'm not sure that there's a one right answer. Certainly all the situations over the last couple of years, the investigations, everything like that. I think there's a wonder, certainly by the other owners, it's a enough's enough.
Right.
And there are a lot of owners that seem to be at the end of this situation now. Is there enough to vote them out? I don't know, and they're not going to do that at this time. So I think that clearly that's part of it. There are investigations into the finances. There are questions about the finances, and is there a lot of debt? And is that the reason? Is it just simply that the families have said enough's enough, that they know that there's going to be, as long as they're owning the team, that there will be stories that come out about them? And at what point do you just say this is no longer enjoyable? So I think it's probably a combination of all that.
What? We broke? What's it? I mean, what's going on? What's happening here? Now he said there's a question about the finances? The question of debt?
The debt. I think that's on the commander side in terms of the debt side.
I know, but
right.
Now we don't already got bids. Now we want to talk. Now we're trying to figure that out. I thought we did that with the evaluation.
I'm like, I was there and I'm like, man, here's my price. Pay me my price and move on. All the other stuff, that's stuff y'all go figure that out on your own.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What's really happening here?
I mean, everybody's going to carry some debt. You got to pay people. I don't quite understand what that statement means. Maybe it's above my pay grade. I have no idea.
Well, only thing that when I started to hear that makes me think like, okay, wait a minute now. Y'all wanted the guy to sell the team. Mm-hmm. You got to get him out. So now.
Yeah, we got to get rid of him.
So now.
He's got to go.
And he says, okay, cool, man. You know what? You want me out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
$6 billion.
Put my sign up.
Yeah, $6 billion.
So now he's going to get $6 billion. Like, well, we can't let him get money. we wanted to vote him out.
Right.
I mean, I really feel like now they just salty. They like, we want to vote him out. That's what it is. I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that. And
they were trying to do something to hurt him, and now it's going to benefit him.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's the problem.
But they can't take the team from him. I mean, they,
well, that's what it sounds like, I mean, they
want to
do.
No, but it'll be in courts forever. They try to do something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to vote him out because of this and because of that. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, well, he's selling, and he's
right.
leaving.
Right.
Well, I mean, well, you know, with all the debt of the team and, you know, the true evaluation, why you care? It ain't your money. They want to pay $6 billion, let the band pay $6 billion. You know what I mean?
I mean just even saying
that's
going to
make him more rich.
Right.
Richer than they are. That's the problem.
And they're going to be in their feelings.
I like your car. I like your car. You know, that's how somebody, until you get a different one that's better. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's called jealousy, K-Mac.
That boy.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.